It's time for the Secrets of Staffing Success from Haley Marketing. Candid conversations with entrepreneurs and thought leaders in staffing and recruiting.
How do you guys differentiate yourselves from your competitors? Is ACA a threat or an opportunity for the staffing industry? How can the staffing industry improve the candidate experience? What will be keeping you up at night over the next 2 years?
And here's your host, Todd Lewandowski.
Welcome to another great edition of Secrets of Staffing Success. Before we get rolling, just wanted to remind you, if you would like to listen to any of our past episodes, they're always up on our website, haleymarketing.com. You can also find us on iTunes, on Google Play, on Stitcher, and on Spotify. So if you have a smartphone and you would like to have all of our episodes sent directly to your phone, you can subscribe through any of those channels. Also, the podcast app, if you happen to have an iPhone, we'll do that as well. Just search for Secrets of Staffing Success. Our guest this week on the Secrets of Staffing Success is the president and managing partner of Mercer Bradley, with offices in Winnipeg, Edmonton, and Vancouver. She's Angela Chambers. Angela, congrats on being our first international guest on Secrets of Staffing Success.
Oh, it sounds so big, international. I like it.
No pressure. And I promise I won't bring up the men's curling team or the women's hockey team. I promise.
Okay. I'm going to refrain from commenting.
Yes,
on
I figured you would. Well, as we like to do here on the show, let's start off by having you give us kind of your 60-second elevator pitch on who exactly is Mercer Bradley.
Well, Mercer Bradley is a recruiting firm based out of Winnipeg. We focus on Western Canada. Our niche is accounting and finance, so several of the people that have worked here are designated accountants. So we stick, you know, with what we know. We have worked in various different positions in industry. So feel that gives us certainly a lot of inside scoop as to how to go about placing accountants. I would say our philosophy, we focus mostly on relationships versus the actual transaction. So and what I'm really proud of, and I think what brings us a lot of success, is the fact that we work with people, you know, we've known for many, many years, and, you know, maybe established a relationship with them, you know, 5 or 6 years ago early on in their career, and may or may not have placed them then, but certainly are, you know, continuing to stay in touch and add value to them, whether they're a client or a candidate now. And I think that's a big differentiating factor for us.
I'm always curious how people got into this industry. So what was the career path that you took to get into staffing and recruiting?
It was accidental. So I had lived in another city. I lived on the West Coast for 10 years. And during that time, I had developed my career as a professional accountant. I was an assistant controller for a publicly traded company. I moved back to Winnipeg, which is where I was raised, and went to a recruiting firm to help me find a job moving back, and was pretty particular about what I wanted to do. And there was lots of things about the accounting cycle that I didn't really want to participate in anymore. So they decided that made me a perfect candidate to be a staffing manager. And I started running a temp desk. So that would have been probably about 14 or 15 years ago, I think.
Oh. Is there one or two lessons from the accounting industry that you still apply to staffing and recruiting to this day?
I don't know if I would say I apply it. Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of things that I did really well as an accountant were implementing change. And so I did a lot of work around systems implementations or corporate restructures. And so I think I really developed a lot of skills as being a consultant and listening to people's needs and filling those needs. And so I think I apply those skills for sure to recruiting. And then just knowledge of what it is my clients and candidates are looking for. It's it's having all that background information is helpful.
When you look at your job as president / managing partner, what do you feel is the most important part of your job?
I think providing people with the tools that they need to be successful and do their jobs. I think my job as a leader is to remove roadblocks first and foremost, and set a good example. So I try to, walk the walk. So, and live in a do as I do. World and not a do as I say world.
Yeah, I know you're very active with ongoing training for your internal staff. What kind of things do you guys focus on during those training sessions?
I think most of, with the exception of hiring new people, when we're working with tenured people, and myself would be included to this, I think every time we do any kind of training, there's always something you can take away from it to tweak or fine tune what you're currently doing. So, I think we have a really good baseline of processes and procedures and, methods that are fairly tried and true or best practices. But, as you work through things, I think you always come up with one or two little ways that you can tweak what you're already doing versus looking for, massive change.
Do you feel that that ongoing training has really helped with internal staff turnover? Because I know that's one of the big issues in the staffing industry right now.
I think so. I work really hard with my own group to make sure that they're getting what they need and the things that they value. And I find more and more, ongoing commitment to learning and development is a big priority for my staff. So I try to provide them with lots of tools to do that. So we do webinars, we do, we participate in access sessions, we participate in an online program that all of us have licenses for, we can access, and we try to do bi-weekly lunch and learn. So every second week, somebody picks a topic from this this online learning and development tool, and they run the show. So it's their session to teach and collaborate on. So then those are usually the areas where we find, the opportunities to tweak things or just reminders of things that we, forget to do. Because we get apathetic or lazy or, in our process. So they're always good reminders of what we could be doing a little bit differently or better.
I love that idea of the lunch and learns. That's something we do here even internally at Haley Marketing Group, just because we have so many different departments. It's always great to see what everybody else is doing and what kind of innovations are coming out of the individual departments. So I love to hear that you guys do that on a regular basis too. That's great. One of the other biggest challenges in staffing right now, obviously, is finding great candidates to fill those open positions. What kind of tactics have you implemented at Mercer Bradley to help you find really great candidates?
I've really started focusing on hiring relatively new graduates. I think they have a lot of really good energy. They want to learn and they're willing to learn. They don't feel like they know everything. So, they tend to absorb, I think, a little bit differently. And I think that there's, a general sense of wanting to do something good. And there's this very direct connection to what we do and how we can change people's lives. And so I find that resonates with a new graduate somebody newer in their career who's looking to leave their mark on the world, so to speak. So we focus a lot on that, and we focus a lot on process. So, we usually do an initial interview with one or two of us. We tend to have a lunch or a social event kind of with the whole office, and then we do a half day of job shadowing for that person. So not just for us to get to know them, but for them to get to know us. So, it really helps with making sure that person's going to fit, with us as a group, but just even from a, just fundamentally with does this job resonate with them? Because if it doesn't, I don't think they'll be very good at it.
And, you know, you mentioned new graduates, and there's all these new ways that the new generation coming out of college right now is staying in touch, and just the way technology has kind of changed the game. From a sales and recruiting side of things, how important has social media been for your business?
It's been an interesting journey. I think it's been, and you guys are great at helping us through that. I think it's really served well in supporting our philosophy and culture. And so I really wanted to make a point of our culture, I guess, being a little bit lighter and a little bit more fun than you would expect from a group of accountants or people who work with accountants. And I think I always say that I want to be seen as someone who takes myself lightly and my work seriously. So we've tried to emulate that through our website and our social media, and what are like the visuals, and how do we interact with social media, you know, being, you know, that we're sharing information and providing information and sometimes just funny things or entertaining things versus always trying to sell us. So it's really more kind of building up that, you know, that we are human. So one of the things that I have on many of my social media programs is that just because you work with numbers doesn't mean you are one.
like
and I think that kind of sums it up. So we've tried to take that philosophy and mimic that through all of our social media, because I think it attracts the type of people and the type of clients that we work well with. And when we are working with people that we connect with, that's when we can knock it out of the park. So it's really kind of built, as opposed to wanting to have all the business, it's, I think it's really highlighted kind of who we are and who we will work well with.
Take yourself lightly and your job seriously. I love that phrase. I think I'm going to have that framed and put above my desk. I really like that.
It's hard sometimes.
It is, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So I always try to remember that when I'm getting bogged down in something is, you know, it's, you got to let it go sometimes and have some fun. So
yeah. We'd
really tried to be a little bit tongue in cheek with our website and some of the images. And, you know, Aaron has an Instagram account developed for us, which we love, but you know, it's entertaining, right?
Sure.
So I think that's part of it. Like, and I think I've noticed over the years that work and personal life, those lines blur. So we have to find a way that, you know, our work is blurring into people's personal lives, right? Because career crosses over so much. So not only from a marketing perspective of how do we attract candidates, but how do we attract our candidates to the right jobs and get our clients' heads wrapped around that concept too. So it all kind of comes full circle, I think. I hope.
All right, we're going to take a real quick break. When we get back, I want to ask Angela about one of the very unique things they do for candidates on their website. It's all coming up on the Secrets of Staffing Success.
This is Brad Biley, social media marketing advisor with Haley Marketing Group. Anybody can be good at social media, but to be truly great at social media, you need to understand your goals, outline your strategies, and identify the tactics that are going to lead you to success. With Social Pro by Haley Marketing Group, one of our social media marketing advisors will coach you and your company through the steps. Our world-class social media marketing solution is designed to generate more applications and increase job orders. Interested in learning more about Social Pro? Contact us today at 888-696-2900.
Welcome back to the Secrets of Staffing Success. We're talking with Angela Chambers from Mercer Bradley. You mentioned the website, and I know one of the cool things you guys have on there now is the Talent Showcase. How has that, one, not just helped with, you know, placing people, but also helped in attracting candidates? When they look at that, do they go, wow, this, you know, this company's going the extra mile for me to help me find a job?
So we've always, we have always marketed candidates directly very actively, and I would say is probably a strength of ours. It's something we do a lot of training on and we focus a lot on. And candidates, when they figure out that we do that, they get really proud, right? When we drive an opportunity just based on their profile, it really helps them build up some confidence. So when they realize that their profile could be highlighted on our resume, I think it really gives them some satisfaction as well, that we're willing to do that. So, and that we provide that. So this, the talent showcase is a much more formal version of what we've done in the past, and we get a lot of action off of it. I love it. We just, this week I had somebody email me and say, hey, I saw this candidate profile, let me know more. And this candidate is like a slam dunk for this client. So we'll see what happens with it. But it got us into process with them.
That's excellent. You've been with Mercer Bradley for 10 years or so now. What's been one or two of your favorite success stories over the past decade?
Oh boy, there's so many of them. I think, you know, sometimes some of my success stories would be internal success stories, so things that we've done that, you know, I'm proud of that we've accomplished. You know, I know sometimes we help people that are new to Canada and perhaps have struggled in finding a role because either A, they haven't been able to, you know, market themselves the way we can market somebody, or, you know, have worked with other recruiters who have, you know, really tried to push them into opportunities that weren't right for them. And we've found some candidates, some really awesome jobs that really truly have changed their lives. You know, and they're very, the gratitude and the loyalty, from them is just unbelievable. So that's a, you know, I think everybody probably says that, but those are the ones that really stick out for me, or somebody who's, you know, making a total career change from a different industry or a different company, or, you know, loses their job due to restructuring and they had anticipated they would never change jobs again. You know, you got to pick them up a little bit and dust them off and help them through that process, right? We wear the counselor hat a lot.
Yeah, and that's something that's come up on this show before, and I always love this aspect of the staffing industry is you're not just putting people in positions. You're giving them a life sometimes. You know, you're these are people who a lot of times are down and out when they come to you, and you're providing, helping them provide for their families. And I just think that's one of those aspects of the staffing industry that doesn't get promoted enough. And I wish more staffing firms would kind of focus on that side of the industry, is just how life-changing the staffing industry can be.
It really can be. And sometimes it doesn't even, it's not even people that you place, you know, like I had a, I can think of a good example now that you phrase it that way, a fellow who was restructured out of a job. He'd been there for quite a while, really, really, really smart candidate, was feeling really disillusioned and really down on, you know, his skills. And I think it had some, you know, conversations with other people that hadn't really gone very far. And him and I explored like what he'd done in the past, and he really lit up. And I said, well, maybe you should be pursuing opportunities that kind of are in with that kind of a company. And so he ended up actually finding an opportunity by himself that he was interviewing for. But I worked with him every step of the way as if he was my candidate and I was going to earn a fee on it, because he needed to, I needed to ask him the questions that he didn't know to ask himself to get him to the point where he was like, yes, this is the job for me and this is the environment for me. So, you know, if I'm lucky, I'll get a free lunch out of it, but I have a pretty loyal contact now.
Right.
And that was reassuring. Like, he sent me a ton of emails saying, like, wow, I can't believe you did that for me, and thank you so much. And, you know, you took all of that time, and I know now this is where I need to be.
That's great. What a great story. I know, you know, when you were younger, you'd probably didn't have any aspirations of being in the staffing industry. Like you said, you kind of got into it by accident.
No.
But if you could go back.
I would say that nobody wakes up as a kid and says, I'm going to be a recruiter.
No, I didn't want to put it quite that bluntly, but yeah, I think you're right there. But if you, you know, if you could go back and give a young version of yourself one piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh, boy. I think the piece of advice that I was given in my early days and that I give is to be fluid. Hmm. So know that, you know, it's not everything works according to plan in this business, and we deal with emotions on both sides of our sales equation. Hmm. And if you get too tied to what's supposed to happen, you're going to miss the opportunity to actually make it happen. So, you know, to be fluid and go with the flow would be the best piece of advice I can think of.
I like that. Where do you, you know, I know you guys, you mentioned about how much your internal staff, you know, relies on each other and the internal training that you guys do. But for you personally, where do you turn for support and inspiration these days?
Well, we're members of ACCESS, so the Association of Canadian Search Employment and Staffing Services. And so I'm very active in that provincially and nationally. I find, you know, my work with that, I work with peers and peers that are outside of my market. So that's exciting and fun to see what other people are doing and to work with people who get it. So I do that. I get lots of inspiration from the practice leaders from our other offices and my own staff. Like, they're always coming up with ideas and ways of doing things. So I don't know. It comes from all kinds of places, I guess. Different things that I read or write. But
our final question here before we let you go, if you can kind of gaze into the crystal ball a little bit here and tell us what you think the staffing industry will look like 2 or 3 years down the road.
Still very lucrative, I hope. I think it's going to become more and more about the relationship in my world anyway. So, you know, dealing with more professionals and people who are carving out a career path. I think it's still going to be about the relationship and, I hope it's still going to be about the relationship. Mm-hmm. That's certainly where our focus will be. I think from a staffing perspective and maybe it will, you know, there's a lot of technology out there that, will change things, you know, where that will maybe automate some things. And, I've read some articles about, you know, people being able to register and, you know, there's GPS or location services that say, hey, like, you're in a 3-block radius of this restaurant that needs a server tonight. Do you want it? And I think that's really cool. Really, really cool. And I think that's going to have a pretty big impact on some staffing firms for sure. But I think that would be interesting to see that.
Hmm. If you'd like to find out more about our guest, Angela Chambers and Mercer Bradley, you can find them at mercerbradley.com. Angela, I want to thank you so much for sharing some of your secrets of staffing success, and I want to wish you and your team at Mercer Bradley a continued success in 2018.
Thank you so much for having me.
My big thanks to Angela Chambers from Mercer Bradley. You know, this is kind of the part of the show here where we wrap things up and we talk about one of the lessons from a staffing or business perspective that we can take from our guest. And kind of want to go a different route this week because I just love that phrase that she used. Take yourself lightly, but take your job seriously. I think that's such a great lesson for all of us to learn and to remember. I really think I'm going to print that out and put it up in my office. You know, we get so wrapped up in our jobs and everything seems like it's a life or death situation that we need to kind of step back sometimes and remember, yeah, not everything is that serious and we're not that serious. You know, I remember very early on one of the best pieces of advice that I got is when I was right out of college working part-time at a radio station and I hit the wrong button in my training and the guy who was training me said, stop. He's like, feel your pulse. He's like, do you still have one? I said, yeah. He goes, then everything's okay. And it's just kind of one of those reminders that not everything is a life and death situation. You know, that work with a lot of our clients who on their email marketing programs. And, you know, sometimes an email will go out with a wrong link or a typo in it. And for those few moments when you realize it, you think it's the end of the world, but then you just kind of say to yourself, it's just an email. And I think that's just a really important lesson. You know, this is that kind of that time of year when we start to fall off of our New Year's resolutions. And for those of us who had something similar in our resolutions to kind of not take ourselves so seriously for 2018, I think that's a really good reminder. So I want to thank Angela for sharing that little pearl of wisdom with us. That will do it for this week's show. As always, remember you can find us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Google Play, on Spotify, also on your podcast app on your iPhone or iPad. You can just subscribe to us and have all of our brand new episodes sent directly to your device. We will talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to another edition of The Secrets of Staffing Success.